I wanted to ask you a few questions about your position that you hold at the University of Southern California, right?
Okay.
I think you teach fiction writing there.
I teach fiction writing, yes,
It's
and literary
quite
theory.
difficult for me to understand what exactly is a fiction writing course because we don't really have that in France. Could you try and explain this?
Sometimes it's difficult for me to understand it. It's taught differently. For me, it's more of a way of teaching writers to read like writers. What questions to ask about how certain effects are achieved by works they admire, and perhaps even by works they don't admire. And I direct a PhD program in literature and creative writing. So it's a combined program. And I have, my students are already sort of seasoned writers. We do teach writing to undergraduates, and that's always an adventure since there's such a range in talent. Not all of them will be writers, the undergraduates. In fact, very few of them will be, but it does offer them an opportunity to read and learn to dissect the fiction they read.
So they're in the process of writing books and you give them advice? Is
The
that
graduate students, yes, that's basically it.
do you encourage them to experiment or do you
I do.
try to give them recipes for success?
If I knew a recipe for success, I would be selling it. I attempt to guide them to make the work they see and want to make. And the last thing I want to do is try to channel someone into writing fiction the way I write fiction.
Okay. I wanted to ask you also about the setting of many of your novels, the Western setting. I know that you have a ranch and that you like feeding hay to your horses. And could you explain to me why it appeals to you, that setting, and why do you try to transfer it in your books?
Well, it's the life I know is why it shows up in the work so much. I no longer, I've sold the ranch. We now live in Los Angeles, and I do miss it. But what I like about, I like horses. I like mules. I like training animals. It gives me a connection to the world in a way that more cerebral activities do not.
In Erasure, you created that character, Ellison, who teaches English literature and who writes books. And I think he has difficulties publishing his books because his editors reproach him of not being black enough as a writer. Is it a situation that you experienced yourself at the beginning of your career?
I luckily didn't run into any problems being published, though I was subjected to expectations by certain publishers about what it was I could write. Though the character in that novel is alarmingly similar to me, it is not me, but some of the experiences that I attribute to him were my own. Not the least being my having written a novel about Dionysus and having a white editor say to me, what does this have to do about African American people?
And what about your readers? Do they sometimes reproach you of not being black enough, of being a sort of, let's say, literary or intellectual sellout, as Randall Kennedy would put it?
No, the readers are far more savvy and intelligent than book publishers. They recognize that the range of experience of African Americans is wide and varied. Most of them not fitting the model that's presented by sort of what was the commonly published fiction set either in the rural South or the impoverished urban centers.
Just one last question. I wanted to ask you, well, this won't be too difficult for you because you're teaching fiction writing. What really makes a successful novel? one thing that's really essential to you when you start writing a book?
Well, for me, success has nothing to do with earnings or sales. Mm-hmm. It has to do with how closely I come to realizing the vision of the work that I started with. So my advice to all writers is ignore audience and to be true to your vision.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.